So you have Sean Hannity having candidate after candidate after candidate, okay, talking about Trump being a baby, and how can he deal with Putin if he can't deal with Megyn Kelly? So they beat him up, beat him up, beat him up. And then at the end they go, I really think he should show up, though. I really think he should show up. Okay, that's my opinion. I really think he should show up. That's what I think. I think he should really show up. That's what, you know. So he's a baby. He can't handle being the president. Megyn Kelly, he's afraid of Megyn Kelly. And then towards the end, he really should show up, though. He really, really should show up. He should show up. He really, really. It's like, what am I? So now you got Bill O'Reilly, who has Trump on. And they had this. They have this deal, you know, a week ago. Okay, you're going to be on the show. Okay, whatever. So now, now, O'Reilly spends at least 20 minutes. I would call it it was like a trip on a psychiatrist chair. I kid you not. Bill O'Reilly sat there for 20 minutes and berated Trump with, you should show up. It's like Roger Ailes sent all of these guys out to try to get Trump to come to the debate. It's like Roger Ailes is trying to play this weird, bizarre, I need to back up Megyn Kelly because I think she's super hot. and she's my hammer against O'Reilly and Hannity and Sustin when they get a little uppity. But I need Donald Trump at the debate because him not being there is going to cost me a lot of money. You know, I've seen this, not to digress, but I've seen this putz, Ben Shapiro. When Trump tweeted out, oh, Fox is already losing money. Already losing money. Advertising rates are down. And this putz, Ben Shapiro, goes, fact check. Everything's already been paid for. Our ads have already been sold. And these are Twitter messages. So you can't really break down exactly what everything means. And if Ben Shapiro was honest or he was smart, he would understand. And I broke this down yesterday, and I'm not going to do it again, but I'll do it real quick just for Ben Shapiro because I know he's listening. He's a putz, though. I'm an advertiser. I'm Coca-Cola. I know the Republican debate is coming up. I know what it means, 25 million people watching. And I guarantee 25 million people will not be watching tonight. Guarantee. Whatever they start with will not be what they end with. It will not even be within a half hour. Once people realize that Trump is not there, they will not watch. That's number one. When they realize that Trump is on CNN and MSNBC, which he will be, and we'll get to in our third segment. We'll get to that in our third segment. But I'm paying. I'm Coca-Cola, and I'm paying for the ad. And I'm paying this ridiculous high rate. And it's justified because 25 million people watch Trump, blah, 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 blah. Well, now Trump's not going to be there. So guess what? I'm on the phone with the advertisers going. I'm on the phone with my advertising executive over at the Fox going, hey, guys, I just paid $750,000 for this ad. Normally, I pay $150,000. I'm paying this bump because of the ratings, because of Trump. I need to get some money back. Oh, well, you already paid for it. That's fine. That's cool. And he still might show up. Okay, that's fine. But if he doesn't show up, you need to credit me about $550,000. You get it? Yes, Coca-Cola. Okay, goodbye. So, yeah. Yeah, Ben Shapiro. People already paid for their ads. 100% correct. But these same people are on the phones telling the Fox executives their little snot-nosed kids. They're little, I mean, because that's what they are, the guys who handle ads, little snot-nosed kids. Hey, if this doesn't go down and there's no Trump and there's no 25 million people, I want my money back. I want partial refund. And they're all saying yes. So, thank you. Anyways. So you got O'Reilly, okay? So you got O'Reilly, and he's doing this whole weird psychoanalysis, religious milkshake. Seriously. I'm telling you, O'Reilly, this entire interview with O'Reilly is basically, it was like date rape, okay? It was date rape. Or almost rape. You know when the guy keep saying to the girl, come on, just let me put, just can I, please? And the girl's like, no, please, can I, how about if I do this? No. Okay. All right. I won't ask you again. Come on, let's go to dinner. And they go to dinner and they get done. And hey, can I just, I'm going to do, no. What? Well, we just went to dinner. Can I, no. That's what it's like. And, you know, the guy is just hoping eventually the girl just tires out and goes, fine, just get it done and over with. Just do it. She lays there. It's like that's what O'Reilly was doing. He was just hoping Trump at the end would go, fine, Bill. Bill, I'll be there, okay? I'll be there. Tell Roger you did a good job. Okay? Tell Roger you did a good job. That's what O'Reilly did. He's bringing up God. He says, in your Christian faith, there was a very significant tenet. That's the tenet of forgiveness. And I think you should forgive not only journalists who come at you in ways you don't like, but I think you should be the bigger man and say, you know what? I didn't like it. And you should make that case all day long, but I'm not going to take any action against it. You know? Don't you think that's right? Don't you think that's the thing to do, Donald? That Bill O'Reilly's talking about Jesus. Just forgive Megan. That's what he said. And Trump goes, it probably is, but you know, it's called an eye for an eye, I guess also. I mean, they're bizarre. Bizarre. It's bizarre. And then O'Reilly goes on. You know, Donald, people are going to say he's just too self-absorbed to be president. He needs to look at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is get your message to the folks. People want to get to know you. And they can't get to know you by walking away from the debate. You're denying the people that opportunity. It's like Bill, wow. Like, was Ailes on the earpiece? Tell him this. And O'Reilly's like, oh, man. So the good book O'Reilly tells Trump, I don't think not showing to the debate tomorrow is good for America. Voters are still assessing you. They need to see you in these high-profile situations. Done 6 debates already. Every other week there's a debate. High-profile situation. The voters need to see you in these high-profile situations. Telling you, it was bizarre. It was purely the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. It really was. It was just bizarre. Oh, God. It was just bizarre. So that was O'Reilly. And then, of course, he brings on Newt Gingrich. And what does Newt say? Trump really should do the debate. He really should do the debate. He needs to do the debate. It's like Roger Ailes, because remember, Gingrich, Tucker Carlson, they all work for Fox. Just like S.E. Cupp, Anna Navarro work for CNN. Michael Steele. Over at MSNBC, Dana Milbank, all these pundits—they're paid. They're on the payroll. They don't speak out against whoever their boss is. So Newt Gingrich was told, you got to get Trump to the debate. You got to get Trump to the debate. Please, I beg you, get Trump to the debate. Please, I beg you. Please. So there's Newt Gingrich. Donald should really go to the debate. He really needs to go to the debate. He has to go and do the debate. He's going to the back. You got Charles Krautheimer. I'm telling you, last night it was, we have to get Trump to the debate. No matter what we do, he has to be at that debate. We are losing millions. We are going to lose millions. He's gotten what he wanted to get, which is blanket wall-to-wall coverage of him, wiping out everything else going up to the debate. That I think was well played, but I think he loses if he actually doesn't show up. He needs to find some honorable way out. make big a donation to the vets and challenge Fox to match it and say if they do that, he'll show up. But I think snubbing Iowa, where they take their politics really personally and also not having a good reason, if you just saw that on the clip you just showed, I mean, is it an argument to say we've had too many debates? That's not a reason for standing up America, Iowa, and the other candidates when you already have accepted and were listed on the list. So I think if this is a competition between his narcissism and his canniness? Yeah, I guess canniness, whatever. I think I would guess that his narcissism, meaning staying out, is going to win over Charles Cross. Think about this, okay? Think about this position, all right? Think about this position. Now, Trump says it's not about Megyn Kelly. But, of course, Fox News and every single buddy on Fox says it's Megyn Kelly. That's their angle. It's Megyn Kelly. It's Megyn Kelly, Megyn Kelly, Megyn Kelly. Trump says, no, it's that insulting, snarky, taunting press release that Roger Ailes put out. Because that was from Roger Ailes, plain and simple. Imagine this, okay? Imagine this. And we Republicans are always talking about how weak Obama is. Imagine. We're always talking about how weak Obama is. Obama's weak. He's weak. He's weak. He needs to tell Iran, this is what we want. We want our hostages. We don't negotiate from weakness. So here's Trump saying, I ain't doing squat. I want this. And here's the whole GOP establishment saying, hey, Trump, you should just give in. You should be weak. You should be Obama. Now, if this was so important to Fox and it was so important for the American people, and in Fox's words, it's about Megyn Kelly, why wouldn't Megyn Kelly go on her show that, hell, millions of people watch and say, you know what? For America, I, Megyn Kelly, am going to take myself out of the debate. Because no journalist is bigger than what is at stake right now, and that is the future of our country. And we can't have another 8 years of a Clinton administration or a Sanders administration. And if me not being part of the story, if me taking myself out of the situation, and of course, then having Donald Trump at the debate so the American people can decide, well, I love my country that much. So I will not be a moderator for the debate. And I would also like to read from Fox News a statement. And then she reads a statement that says, hey, we didn't mean to send that tweet, and we're sorry, and let's all make nice. for the American people. There you go. There you go. Are you going to say that the press is more important than who could possibly be the president of the United States when we've been screaming and yelling for 7 years that our president now is weak and spineless, and he draws lines in the sand and tells tyrants that if they cross that line, he will crush them, and then when they cross the line, he cowers and hides. Isn't that what we've been saying for 7 years, that our president is weak? We want our presidential candidates to be weak. Which is it? What do we want? What do we want as a party? What do we want? When you listen to Krautheimer and the Gingriches, and they talk about standing up America, standing up Iowa, Trump is going to have an event less than a mile away from the debate. And that event is open to the public, unlike the debates, which is not. I told you this yesterday. Those debates are full of the donor class. Average Ma and Pa, Joe and John and Jane, the homeschoolers, you got to know somebody to know somebody to get into that debate tonight. You can't be sitting at your home and say, hey, Joe Bob, I've been thinking, let's go to debate tonight. You ain't getting in. You ain't getting into that debate. But if you said, hey, Joe Bob, let's go down to the Donald Trump rally, you're getting in, because it's going to be at an arena that seats 10, 15,000 people. So how is this standing up America? Standing up Iowa? If anything, he's telling the establishment and the donor class to go F themselves. And you know who's going to be at the rally with Trump? Rick Santorum and Mike Huckabee. How's that? Huh? How's that? How's that for a punch to Fox in their face? How's that? The two guys that won Iowa 4 years and 8 years ago. So the two guys that won Iowa in the last two election cycles are going to be at the debate with Trump that will be going against the Fox News debate. You see how that Rubik's Cube works, guys? You see how that Rubik's Cube has a whole bunch of different combinations? What did I tell you was going to happen? Trump would have an event. It will be covered. It will go against the Fox News debates. And millions and millions and millions and millions of people are going to watch it. And there will be thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people in attendance who are voters, who are caucus goers. And it will outnumber the voters and caucus goers at the debate probably 20 to 1. Probably 20 to 1. The amount of people the amount of people that will be at the Trump Huckabee Santorum rally that actually caucus and vote are going to maybe 30 times, 30 to 1 outnumber who will be at that debate. Because the only people that are in those debates are the donor class. Every single one of those candidates, if there's, think about this, okay? Think about this. For every candidate, there's probably 100 people in that candidate's entourage. For every candidate, there's at least 100 people in that entourage. Campaign managers, staffers, volunteer. If you're a volunteer, listen, if you're a volunteer for the Jeb Bush campaign and you're somebody that's handing out flyers in Iowa every single day, you're going to that debate. Well, the place isn't that big. It's not an arena. And there's at least 10 candidates on stage. Give or take, maybe there's 8. Maybe there's 9. I don't even know what now with Trump gone and who someone got added. Now you got Gilmore back on the small stage. But you got to figure there's 1,000 people there. 1,000 people that are not voters. You got to figure the place isn't going to hold more than 2,000 or 3,000. And I'm being generous with that. So what are you going to have? What are you going to have in that place? Tops. 1,000 caucus goers? Tops. You're going to have 1,000 caucus goers? Tops. 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 You have 1,000. Tops. It's going to be very exciting tonight. It's going to be very exciting. Santorum, Huckabee, two guys that won. Two guys that won. Guys that won are going to be with Trump at his rally. That's going to go opposite. Remember, Huckabee and Santorum aren't dummies. They know. They know. They know. They know. Every single person that tunes into those debates for Trump are going to be tuned in to CNN and MSNBC. Hell, Chris Matthews already said it yesterday. Chris Matthews already said it yesterday. Matthews is going to have debate coverage. He said, after the debate, we will be here. We're going to do our debate coverage. Who won? Who lost? Maybe we'll have Trump. Maybe we won't. But we'll also be covering the Trump event. Well, Matthews and MSNBC aren't going to cover the Fox debate. They're not going to let them do it, but they're going to cover Trump. You have people watching Trump, watching debate, staying with Trump, going to debate. Mark my words. Mark my words. The Republican debate will not get 25 million people. You want to bet? Ted Cruz seems to want to be betting. Ted Cruz wants to be putting money up. Ted Cruz wants to try to be doing something that will never happen. I bet Ted Cruz, with Donald Trump's money, that they will not get 25 million people to watch that debate. They won't get 20 million people to watch that debate. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Mark my words, guarantee. Guarantee. So don't forget, tonight's debate, tune in. Watch Trump on CNN and MSNBC. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. All right, listen, we're going to take another break. When we come back, I'm going to give you well, we talked about it yesterday, but there's more info. So let's kind of break down, because it's just really getting good when you talk about establishment and you talk about exactly what the hell is going on at Fox, because what the Trump people are doing is blowing that entire place up. They really are. You know, I don't know how this is going to shake out. You know, you still see media reports saying, oh, they're still not sure if Trump will show up or won't show up. He still might show up. People are still talking about this possibly being all just part of the show. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's a little deeper than that.